the City of Angels is black and gold. You are listening to the Heart of LAFC podcast. And now, Joseph Zacher.
Greetings, Los Angeles. Welcome to episode 345 of the Heart of LAFC podcast. That's right, we're calling this one a win is a win as we finally get one on the road. I know it wasn't against an MLS side, but who cares? It's still a win on the road. And yes, it was a cup match. Yay, Open Cup is back again. Midweek matches are back again. You know you missed them. And we're in it. It's happening. A lot better than some other teams. Ask Chicho what he's doing in the Open Cup. That story's over now. So there goes that. We're in it. We're surviving. Not playing the prettiest of football, but hey, we still got to win. Tony is here. Bam is on the road, but he'll definitely be checking in throughout the episode. We've got you covered tonight. We're going to cover everything, including some really cool news about, well, what was free play is now even cooler play since it's going to open up this weekend. We'll cover that too. A little bit of community stuff, and of course, previewing the match against Vancouver. Tony, how are you doing tonight?
Doing pretty well. Tired. Long nights. I have to get ready for my niece's birthday tomorrow. She'll be turning 3, so I'll be tired for that. Yeah. Well, when you guys are hearing this, she'll be 3. But excited for Saturday. Excited for the new bar / fun zone that will be available soon that we'll talk about. And happy kind of for the win. We'll explain more on my side, but still happy that we won.
Yeah. Not pretty, but still happy. Again, I'd rather be in our shoes than, say, RSL or Houston, who's out. Like, story's over. Done. Forget it. Embarrassed in the first round and go away now. That's not us. And certain teams got really close calls last night. We're up way too late trying to survive. We didn't have to deal with that either, where our guys would have to play, you know, double overtime and then penalties and now be really tired for the Saturday game. Didn't happen to us. We got out of there. No injuries. Not all that worse for wear. And we move on. We'll take it. And of course, they already announced the next game. We'll talk about that in a few minutes as well. But hey, again, take the victories when you can. A win is a win. This team needed it. No matter the process, there are positives, of course, to take away from that. Tony, shall we just get right into it? No holding back.
Let's get into
it. Talk it out. Let's do it. All right. So, Las Vegas Lights. More LAFC supporters than actual crowd. That was pretty cool to see all of you out there doing your thing. Huge representation. Looked beautiful. Could hear you as well on the busted stream that we all had to deal with. That was the weakest stream I've seen in a long time. Wow, that was tough to watch. But hey, whatever. We at least got to see a little bit of this thing. And as blurry as it is, we still got to watch the match. Now, kicking it off, who was in the match? We did talk about, well, how serious is it going to take it? What's the lineup going to look like? Honestly, I kind of like what we did. I like the setup. Play-wise, another story, but I think the lineup was good for what we needed in this game. It showed intent. It showed that, yes, we are taking this thing seriously. We're not playing a bunch of academy players. We're not playing the newest picks, right? No, we went there with some veterans. We mixed it up with who's healthy, right, not tired, and went for it. Lineup was as followed. Basically, Romero, yes, Abraham Romero finally got a start, got on the field as we wanted in the game. Segura and Long were your center back. So Long did get off the injury. Thank goodness the listing was incorrect. And we got to see him out there on the day. Palencia and Campos also got the starts. We kind of figured on Campos getting the start in this game, and the prediction was a Palencia-Hollingshead trade-off. It got a little bit different than that, but hey, still, the right things I think we saw in the back. Now, Dueñas, Atuesta, Tillman got the start in midfield. I think we kind of sort of predicted that one. And Kamara, Bwanga, and Mueller. That's right, Tony. Your favorite player, Mueller, breaks into the lineup as a winger for this, but let's be honest, they were kind of all over the place anyway. But that was the lineup. Promising young talent, proven talent on the field with them. Again, not a B team, not at all. Intent to win. That's what that showed. Now, the other side, really interesting. It was listing as a 4-2-3-1, but the announcers were quickly saying, I don't see anybody up front for these guys. Basically, they were playing it as low as possible, hoping that we would take the game to them. Little did they know we didn't really have much interest in that either. and so this is basically where it was at. Amateur was in goal, who had one hell of a game. Hafferty Garcia were the defenders in the back. Smart, Negro were the outside defenders. Noel Ngando were the defensive midfielders. Again, no shock there. Gannon was your attacking midfielder with Asante and Samake as your outside mids. And, of course, the target man was I'm going to butcher his name, but Escona. And who kind of had a few incidents, and we'll talk about that too in this game. That was their setup, and it was definitely designed to try to absorb us. But I look like our plan was to absorb them, right? They're the home team, you know, let them take the game to us. But it didn't really work that way, and it turned into a little bit of a weird vibe, I'll say, in this game. Not a lot of urgency as I think we were expecting. It was more of let's play this thing out. Play it careful and get the job done. At least that was the intent. Now, what happened in the game, though, it kind of went a little bit different, a little bit surprising for some of us, I think. And it wasn't the most exciting thing to watch. It was kind of a labor, let's be honest. That's my impression of it. And of course, it did get a little heated at the end, and Dola decided to take the second half off, or at least the ref decided that for him, for defending our boys from what appeared to be a stamping incident. I don't think I'm wrong in saying that, but yes. So that did happen as well. And that kind of was the only highlight, I think, for the first half, right, Tony? I mean, you were watching this thing. Wasn't much to write home about, right?
Nothing more to write home about it. Like I said, it was very more frustrating because we should have, we were dominating, but not finishing. And that was the kind of the concerns. Later on, we'll talk about finishing and finally putting stuff in the back of the net. But yeah, Dolo ball for the first half, and then not Dolo ball for the second half because of the red card incident. So I know there's already chitter chatter about this, but again, it's just one game. You can't really change too much because again, there's still like conversations of like there's still a system. Everyone knows the system from the top to the bottom of like how it's supposed to be played, but again, we'll go into that in the second half.
Yeah, I kind of laugh about the conversations about it. Like, oh, see, Razov, he's a better option. Look what they did in the second half. And it's like, as if nobody had any modern communication. As if. Like, you just had to go hide in a room and be sequestered and not have any communication with your team. Because that so happens after a red card, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was an isolation. No, that's not how it works. Dola's still pulling the strings just from a distance. I mean, what a shock there. And would he even have to? Let's be honest. A system is a system. The players are the players. Everyone knows who goes in out for who. The plan is very predictable in what we do. And of course, the assistant coach is going to follow suit with what the head coach wants. That's how it works. Like, that's the game. It's no surprise there. It's not like they're changing anything special. It's, you know, staying the course with what you got. Yeah, second half, though, did get much more entertaining for the good and the bad. Let's be honest. Still wasn't all roses. And we still got outpossessed in this game, which was interesting to see. But very, yeah, it did get much, much more entertaining in the second half. And I'll leave this to you, Tony, to give us the highlights and the one very, very low light in this 3-1 victory.
So in the 47th minute, a goal by Kamara, assisted from, of course, Mr. Timothy Tillman. And, you know, following across after a cross, perfect. Finally, he gets onto the scoreline. Fortunately, he's in the scoreline. Unfortunately, it's not because of, you know, not breaking the record or tying the record. But it was a great. It was great, but not even probably 10 minutes later. Goal by Sean Smart. Header left side, six box, assisted by Azcona. And the headed pass, and it was just okay. What's going on? Again, this is where it gets frustrating. We were not dominating, but this is the problem is right now is we're playing to the level of the team we're playing at. You know what I mean? We should be at a higher level, but we seem to play to down to whatever team we're level they're playing at. Couple substitutions. Muller comes in for, I mean, Oliveira comes in for Muller. Sorry, usually Muller's on the bench. Apologies. and Bogus comes in to replace Kamara. And not until the 70th minute where Mr. Oliveira, with a right footed shot being there at the right opportune time, scores the quote unquote go through goal. And not even later on in the dying minutes of the 90 plus 1 minute, Mr. Oliveira with a strike at a difficult angle from the left to the right corner and puts Vegas away. Now the scoreline is a 3-1 scoreline, but it was frustrating again. Because not because we won and not because it's on the road win, and that's not the frustrating part. The frustrating part is we went down to the level of a last place team in the USL, a very struggling team, a very collaborative team. Yes, their goalkeeper was standing on top of their heads, blocking everything. But honestly, it shouldn't have been this scary going into the second half and us having to perform this well in the second half. We should have had this wrapped up by, I would say, the end of the first half.
I would say a more competent USL side, they could beat us on the day if we play like this. Definitely beat us on the day playing like this. Thankfully, it was Vegas, and where Vegas is at right now isn't the greatest. And yes, they have some injuries they're dealing with. We know this. 3 starters are out. And in the USL, that's a pretty darn big deal. But again, we're not at the level we need to be. And in this case, not even at the level against the USL side. Yes, we got a 3-1 win, but you won it ugly. Let's be honest. Very ugly. And there are things in this game. There are elements to this game where you would hope things got better since the last match, but they haven't. Namely, dead ball situations. We gave one up on a corner again. And you weren't first on the ball twice on that play, right? You were second twice on the play. Beaten to the near post, beaten to the far post. Done. Nothing more the goalkeeper could do because the flick is the flick. You're dead on those plays. There's not much you can do except take positions and hope they head it right at you. That's what you can hope to do. But the defenders, man, it's not where it needs to be right now. It's not good enough. And it's midfielders dropping back as well, not doing their jobs. They're just not, it's not effective. And that's got to get better, because if you do this against an MLS side, if we perform the way we did this week against Vancouver, it's going to be another blowout. Simple as that. And all that, you know, I'm getting all Debbie Downer about it, maybe, but I think it's just honesty. We're not where we need to be. Can't be happy with the way it's looking. Happy with the result, not happy with the performance. In terms of shots allowed, we only allowed one in this game, at least on goal, which is not bad. But again, look what you gave up. So there goes that. Performance-wise, it is nice to see Christian Oliveira getting on the score sheet, being effective in what he does now in the short term. Two games where he kind of did what he needed to do. In this case, you know, the nice finish, his first one was really nice finish, and the second one, powering it on through, man, that's good stuff. That's confidence. We need that confidence. And again, these are the games where they can build on that. For Kamara, yeah, it's nice to get one. Maybe that's going to equate to the next one. Get that record, right? Tie that record. The hearts held high was kind of fun when there was the poster in the back. I like that too. That was clever from Mr. Kamara. So good on him for that. Yeah, that kind of highlights to me what I'm going to take from it and say my positives from this match. It'll be the featured players who got to go out there and make a run out, who got to prove themselves on the day, who looked good that we know can be good going forward. That's more of the look of what we can get here and see, like, okay, there's something there. That's my takeaway from this is who did it that way. And of course, we move on to play Loudoun FC out of Virginia. I have to come back out west again to play us at home. I want to say the 21st of May. Maybe I'm wrong on that. I think it was the 21st of May.
It was Tuesday night. Yeah, Tuesday night, 7:30 here at the bank. They are DC United's second team.
Is that who they are? Okay. Mm-hmm.
I looked it up. I was like wondering where they're from. And I was like, why does this? I was like that. And I looked them up and it said DC United. So,
yeah, they're really close to DC in Virginia. That's where they're at. They're the ones that took out OC. You know they're going to come out pretty good. It's going to be a hard one for us. That's for sure. If we don't step it up. But, of course, at home we do step up. We know what we do. But still, Open Cup is here. Cup sets happen. We see them already. You got to be careful in these things and move on to the next. Critical. Your thoughts there, Tony, overall on this thing before we move on to the comments, because there are a few on there.
Overall, very, like I said, it was very frustrating. It should have been not a blowout. I'm not going to say a blowout, but it controlled better and like cleaned up a little bit more. But this, of course, sums up how the season has started and started, stopped, because we've had some good games, we've had some bad games, and this is just kind of a combination of everything that's been going on. Again, a win is a win, as the title says, and that's how you have to go with it. You know, it's sometimes it's ugly, sometimes it's clean, but moving forward, we should not overlook our next opponent in the U.S. Open Cup, but that is till when we face them. Right now, we have to focus on the league and getting 3 more points.
Yeah, a big one this weekend, that's for sure. Bam, I hope you can hear us. You aren't able to, you still can't get a hold of the Open Cup games, right? I mean, they're blacked out for you, right?
No, Derek, find it on the U.S. Open website, which is just horrendous to find. But that being said, though, I couldn't watch the game anyway because at kickoff, I was knee-deep in a stormwater pit trying to clear that out so someone's house wasn't flooding. I didn't see the highlights, though, and as much as there were highlights that were just there, there's a lot that we have to improve on, especially going in this week, and hopefully we can get that going into Vancouver, who we play a lot and we know what to expect from them.
And we've had some crazy tilts against them, right? I mean, this is a tough one for us.
100%. Like, we're playing Vancouver. Like, the amount of times we play them, not only US Open Cup, during the league, sort of Open Cup, the Champions League Cup, whatever they want to call that.
Yeah. Yeah, CCL.
We play them so much. Yeah.
Now it's the Cup, but whatever. We know what it is. It's CONCACAF. Yeah, it's going to be a familiar face. Honestly, a team that I think is better than last year's version of Vancouver. I think they're improving every season now with what they've got, what they're building. Yeah, it'll be much better. So we'll preview that in a few seconds, of course. I do see some comments from the faithful. I do want to jump over to you guys as well and get your take on this thing. Have fun with this, of course, guys, and have at it, man. Don't hold back. You know how we are. Dave's the first in the mix. Love you, Dave. Says, hola, familia. Sir Gutierrez says, defenders of the bank sent me here. Thank you, sir, for coming over. Love it. Love it.
Congratulations on 300.
Woo. Boom, 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 boom. There we go.
Don't have a soundboard. So the boys. That's the soundboard right there.
Nice. Falcon says, hey, what's up, guys? Love it. Some Falcon love right there. We got Burke in the mix, and he says, Olvera has 4 goals this year, 2 in the cup last night, 2 during the season. All of the goals have come during the second half of matches. Can we start utilizing more and be coming off the bench? You mean like a super sub? I'm not going to lie, man. I'm okay with that. Gives others the opportunity as well. I'm okay with that, Burke. We might be onto something. See, Marvin's on there as well. And he says, crazy how invisible Bwanga was. Yeah, but not his best night, that's for sure. Not terrible, but not, yeah. Didn't stand out against a team like that. It was a little surprising. You're hoping for fire, and we didn't get much of it from him in this game. I think it was more of a distributor at times, and he's still making runs, but yeah. You could say that about a few guys out there, that's for sure. Thank goodness for the grinders that we do have that we're kept on the wrong side of things. Or on the right side of things. But yeah, not the best. So there we go with the comments so far. Definitely catch us later when we talk about Vancouver, guys, and we'll put you on here too. Let's move on. Moving forward. Boom, boom, boom. Community news. We'll just jump right to that. Tony, what do we got for community news? I think we have a fun one to talk about, right?
We'll save that for last because it's a good conversation piece. Okay. So, of course, tailgate's going on because we do have a home game. So get there early. Try not to have too much fun because of what's going to happen, the new opening of what's going on. Of course, 3252 memberships are still available. Sign up for this helps out the 3252 with TIFOs, drum repair, flags, away tickets, everything that we need to help the 3252, you know, kind of work a little bit besides the people in it. Also it helps the numbers for supporter groups and keep them official in the 3252 or have new members supporter groups become official in 3252 because of the numbers. So sign up when you can. There are three tiers, as well as the 3252 Black Army and AIM are still doing their ARC show. All mediums are still welcome. It is pretty much the theme is Los Angeles, born and raised here or a transplant. It doesn't matter. It makes you feel welcome. So you're still available to sign up at to help out or put some mediums in. Just go to bagivesback@gmail.com. And now the piece to the results. Free play is no longer free play. Sad. It was fond memories, but free play transformed into what is it called now, Joseph?
Level up
by Bondi. So as most of you know, what Bondi is an old video game developer. Most of you know Bondi because of a certain yellow pizza man or Pac-Man, or as you know him as. So they have taken over. It's going to be a bar/arcade. From what Joseph has told me, there's also some gacha prizes there. If you don't know what gacha prizes, yes. So if you guys don't know what gacha prizes are, gacha prizes are these little balls with little miniature figurines, plushes, stuff like that. You don't know what you're going to get. It's kind of like the old like coin operated things that you used to get as a kid for like, you know, little bouncy balls, little homies. If some of you remember those and stuff like that, but they will be more anime inspired because Bondi has very much anime figurines, like Gundam is one. I heard, I think you said Spy Family may be there. What else?
Dragon Ball Z is definitely there. Mm-hmm. I saw some of that. So, you know, that TIFO that we did, if you want somebody that looks kind of like that, I think I saw that. But it's Bandai and Namco. They got that the Pac-Man connection there, right? Pac-Man will be there. Yeah, that's right. You take pictures with Pac-Man. You can just imagine what that's going to look like. But yes, the gachupon machines, there's a bunch of them. It's like a look like a wall full, man. There's a lot. The pictures are up if you go onto their social media. You can kind of spy out what pictures are on the containers, on the dispensers. Just be ready to buy in. It might not be cheap. You'll get some coins. That's what you spend on. You turn it gently. Don't go crazy with this thing. But stuff is very, very random, which is fun. You can get anywhere from anime stuff to wildlife. Mm-hmm. Kid you not, to movies, recent movies that have come out, like you said, Spy Kids or Spy Family, right? Or I think that's what it is, but
Spy Family. Yes.
Spy Family. And then I've even seen like there's a LeBron James one. I don't know if it's at our event. I've seen it for like Space Jam. But yeah, recent stuff. Sometimes you'll get kaijus and stuff like that. So you never know. You never know. It's very random, and some places are massive. But Bandai is like one of the biggest distributors of that. Mm-hmm. Kind of have like all the licensing, let's be honest. Kind of like a Funko does here. Bandai in Japan is like that. Okay. So it's going to be pretty cool to see what they throw up there. The promos so far look pretty neat. So I'm looking forward to that. I know my kids are too. So it will be an adult venue, of course. I mean, it's going to have a bar and all that stuff. So back to how it used to be, I guess, just with a little bit more entertainment and a lot of games to play. So yes, yes. Good news. That's for sure. I'm happy about it. We need to get that thing back to life. Let's be honest. And this is a good way to do it with, you know, a sponsor. It's good news. Good news. That's for sure. I know, Tony, you're going to spend a couple bucks this weekend there, right?
I try not to. I've said I was going to, I'm trying to be on a budget right now. But
I'm a sucker. You'll get one across. I know you'll get at least one.
I don't want to, but it's like Gundam. That is like my all time. Gundam is pretty much robots is another word to it. Another word version of to say it. So if they have a certain series, two certain series, then I will try to get the whole series. I'm a very completionist kind of person, but I hope it does well. Like I said, we do need something up there. It's been a long time since we've had a hangout, and hopefully the fun times come back and we can go back to old times.
Yeah, I agree. Community, it helps to build community. That whole building, when it's operational, it was something we definitely miss. That's for sure. So good on them for me getting it back up again. We'll enjoy it. Definitely. LAC2 update. I'm going to jump right over to that as well. Not a whole lot to jump on because we did cover it pretty well on Tuesday, but we will still say the game is this Sunday. If you can make it out, head on out. They're going to play Whitecaps too. I do enjoy when it's the same team, basically number one versus number two, right? It'll be at Titan Stadium as always, 1 p.m. kickoff. So you don't have to be out there too late. If you do want to watch the match and can't get there, MLSnextpro.com will feature the match. So definitely check that out if you can. Vinyl Club Minute. I gotta be honest, guys. I have not really jumped on the Vinyl Club song list today. I've been kind of a bad boy about this one.
I got one.
Bounds got one. I had another, but go for it.
Yeah, so going by what we just talked about, and to me, putting puzzle pieces together, which LFC needs to do, let's go back to a song released in 1989 by a Japanese composer. I can't tell you what the Russian name of it, but I can tell you what the English name is. The Tetris song.
Hey, there you go. Y'all know it. It's now an earworm in your heads. So there it is. The Tetris theme song. That's fun. I dig it. I mean, you could play the theme song from Pac-Man, but could you title that one? I guess that's what it is, you know. Yeah, that works for me.
That works because also I think believe Bandai can play because it's going to be an arcade as well. You know, they still have
some arcade.
Yeah, so yeah, perfect.
But who doesn't like Namco? Tetris? It's Bandai and Namco. And Namco, I mean, the level of games from Namco, man, it's going to be all over the place. We don't know what to expect until we get there. So I don't know. I'm excited. I'm kind of geeked out about it. It might be a little too packed. We'll see. But it should be fun. It should be fun. All right. We will keep marching forward here. I know it's going to be kind of a quick episode tonight, but that's for very obvious reasons. You know, we had two of them this week. Yeah. We got to get ready for the weekend. So let's move it forward. Vancouver Whitecaps are in town. They started off hot. Now they look a little bit more normal. Let's be honest. Yeah, their record right now is 5-3-2, 18 points. We are 4-3-4, 15 points. Just can't quite get the engine started, right? They're kind of in the same realm in terms of the last five games. It hasn't been perfect for them. Basically, they've got two wins in their last five games, but the last two games are draws. Now, that's not anything to sniff at or make fun of. At least I don't think so, because they tied Austin, who's been taking out some teams, and then they also tied New York Red Bulls, who looked legit this year. So that was a 1-1 on the road to the Red Bulls. Other than that, they did beat Seattle on the road 2-0. They did lose to Carson 3-1 at home, and then they'd also beat Toronto FC 4-0 at home. That's their last four games or five games. Again, only one of those is a defeat. Yeah, two draws. So that's where they're at right now. On our end, of course, we know that defeat that we suffered last time, which was beyond embarrassing. And we got to bounce back from that. Can't let that be the lasting effect. Now, what's it looking like from them in terms of production? They're like us. We've got only 19 goals. They've got 18. Here's the difference, though. I think their goal differential is plus 8. Yeah, they've only allowed 10 goals against all season so far, which is pretty impressive. While we've allowed, 19? So we're at 0 in terms of goal difference. Yeah. So they do produce. They don't allow a lot. I'm 18 and 10. That's not bad, you got to say. Yeah, points per game looks good for them. RSL Miami looks to be the only one hotter in terms of that side of things and points per game. We'll see what happens. I mean, it's going to be tough. Looking at the players that they have, we know these guys. Again, there's familiarity here. White, right? Brian White and Ryan Gauld are their goal scorers. We know this already. White has 5 goals already. Gauld has 3. Fafa Picot, yeah, there's a recent one for them. He's got 3. Raposo's got 2. So there's your goal scorers. How about the assists? Well, you have Raposo with 3, Gauld with 2. Vite, you know who he is. He's got 2 already this year. Again, they are producing goals, not crazily like us. You know, we'll struggle there, but defensively, they're much more organized, you could say. Last games, this is kind of interesting. They actually come out with the last two games, they came out with a 3-4-3. Yeah, a little different. Who do they have in goal? Of course, Takaoka, just like last year. Familiar faces, Blackman out there. Utvik and, of course, Veselinovic as their center back game before that. Same. I think Laborda came in, was a starter instead of Utvik. So there you go. Kubas and Schoep for the defensive midfielders last game. Adekube and Ahmed outside midfielders. Up top, their 3 attackers, of course, White, Picot, and Gauld, which to me is a pretty effective partnership. 3 veterans, let's be honest. These guys know what they're doing. That's not going to be easy for us. There is some size there. There's some speed there mixed in. There's some brains. There's some creativity that we have to deal with. So their front line is going to be a bit of a handful for us. I expect that. It's going to be our performance that'll define it. If you look to the game before that, who do they have up top? In that case, it was White, Gauld, and Adekube. In that case, it was no Picot, right, for this one. They also had Raposo Ahmed. Again, things look kind of similar. They did have Bearhalter in the midfield the game before that for their 2 draws. I think our lineup is the bigger story, and what are we going to field for a game after having that horrible defeat on the road? That's the bigger story. Tony, I'm going to ask you, looking at what they've done so far this season, are you concerned with them and their performance?
I'm not too concerned, of course. It's Vancouver. Again, I'm not overlooking them, but I'm not too concerned. It's more of the concern of what team shows up is the better concern for us. But with them, I'm not too concerned. They're, like I said, decent MLS side. They know us, we know them, but they always start off strong, as you said, and then they just taper off a little bit. But when it comes to us, they kind of show up a little bit, not too, but again, it's what are we going to do?
Yeah, it is about us. We know what they're going to do. We know their performance. It's going to be a strong one, guys. They're not what they used to be. They're better. They're better now. They're getting points on the road. They're doing the job they have to do. Their defense is strong. So if you're not going to finish your chances, you're going to be in a lot of trouble against a team like this. But yeah, it's going to be us. What are we going to field out here? We know Long is back, which is good news, which means we have 3 options in the back at center back, which is a big conversation piece for us right now. In goal, what we thought wasn't a conversation piece is definitely a conversation piece. We can, for the first time, say that, yes, we know the star will probably play because he's the star, but has he earned it, right? There is a conversation there. Is he earning that spot? It's tough to say, right? I know Vince on Happy Foot, Sad Foot, pretty good analysis from them in terms of performance from Lloris. Go check that out, like 2 episodes ago, about how he's performing. Yeah, not so hot. Outside back situation, I think, is also who's going to go there. I think it's kind of obvious seeing who played in the Open Cup. So go to you, Tony. Who's your back line for this game?
Hollingshead is a must. It just depending on is he is on the left on the right hand side. Mm-hmm. I kind of want to see Campos continue on because he seemed to put a pretty good performance. We need to get him out there. Like, he's young, he's doing okay. Again, the question is center backs. And Long was one that started, and that was a surprise to me because I thought he was going to be out, as Footmop said, till June. Yeah. So I think Long comes in as a sub. I don't think he starts this one, but it's going to be, of course, it has to be Murillo. And then it's the question of, do I rather have him, Murillo and Segura, or Murillo and Chanot?
Yeah, I look at it and I'm thinking Murillo and Chanot. I don't think there's any doubt. I'm with you on Long. He will get his time. He'll probably play minutes in this game for sure. He'll bolster it. I don't think there's a lot of trust in Segura yet. I think that's warranted as well. He's not his old self. We know that. He's still working on it. Outside back situation, I would say maybe Campos doesn't start in this game. It'll still be Hollingshead, Oliveira, or sorry, Palencia. So yeah, that's weird. Palencia, just because of who we're dealing with, the experience of the line we're dealing with. Speed is an issue, though. Picot is an issue for us. He always has been for us. So that is true. Midfield situation, I have a hard time thinking of doing anything different than before. It's sad but true, right? Atuesta, Tillman, and Ilie. I don't think they're going to change that, even though maybe we want to see some change there. I just don't think he will. I go to you, Tony, as well. I know you have your predicted lineup and your desired lineup, so I'll ask you each one for your midfield.
Tillman, Ilie, and Bogus is my wanting the prediction lineup and wanting lineup.
Ah, okay. You think it's going to be both of those?
Mm-hmm.
It might be different because minutes from the last game, right?
Well, because Ilie came on really late in the second half, so I don't see his minutes being managed too much. And then Tillman and Bogus are still young. Like, again, youth is on their side, so recovery is a little bit quicker. But then again, I don't know what Dolo has in mind.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like he's that interested in Bogus being a midfielder right now until later stages of games, which we play better when he is.
Yeah, but that's like but it's like, again, well, it's why don't you prep for what's coming soon? So it's a slot, it's easily slotted in when certain players come in.
You would hope. You would hope it hasn't been there. Yeah, because honestly, I think we've been very, very effective when it's been Atuesta, Bogus, and Tillman. I think that would fit this game better in this case, right? Speed wise and all that. But I don't think that's what we're going to see. I think it's going to go right back to what we expect, right? Atuesta, Tillman, Ilie. That's what it'll be. I think he's comfortable with that. He's going to stick with it. Up top is, of course, another story. And if that's the case, Bogus is right back to that center forward spot. And now the question is, well, who are your outside? Bwanga, who's been a little bit not himself, 100% himself, especially against Vegas, right? We saw that.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be out there. He's a guarantee, I think. No question there. Olvera seems like a guarantee because he's apparently on a hot streak. And then, yeah, the question is it Bogus? Is it somebody else? You're thinking if Bogus drops back, who do you put in if Bogus does end up getting dropped back into the midfield?
If it's Bogus, he gets dropped back into the midfield. I'll go spicy and say Duenas.
Duenas. Oh boy. Yeah. I mean he did get some minutes in this game. Last game. So I mean, I know the way the manager's looking at it, and I think if Bogus does end up getting dropped in the midfield, it's gonna be Kamara, man. You know it. You know it and I know it. That's his preference. But I still think Bogus is starting this thing. Bam, can you hear us? What are you thinking about your lineup? You see changes, or we're going to go right with what we had before?
Back line will be as usual. There might be a change in the back line. Midfield, I want Bogus in the midfield. That's what I want. You know, he's a lot better in the midfield. So I want to see him in the midfield. I think the front line, Kamara will start. But he'll start over Oliveira.
Ooh. Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah. I think so, if Bogus doesn't go in the midfield, he'll still start top, but Oliveira will have a seat to begin with.
Now, if you throw Bogus in the midfield, who gets sacrificed in the midfield? Who sits?
Who sits? I'm going to say Atuesta.
Well, instead of Ilya, because I guess because of the managed minutes, right? Is that why?
Yeah.
Got you. Atuesta super subbing it in to get that dynamic set up towards the end of the game again. All right. Interesting. And you say, and again, your top line again is with Bogus in the midfield. Who are you saying again?
Bogus midfield, Oliveira, Kamara, Bolonga, Bogus up top. I'm saying Oliveira sits and Kamara comes in.
Interesting. So then Kamara would be on the outside or the inside?
Inside.
Interesting. Okay.
One will play the wing.
Interesting. It'll be a little shuffle. That's for sure. And of course, the substitutions as standard and expected. Mueller eventually gets in. Like, and I now expect this. Now that he's official, he'll come in as a sub at some point. Who else are we looking at subs for you, Tony, who's coming in later in this game to spark things a bit?
If Kamara doesn't start, then him for sure. And if we can, kind of go with Burke and have Oliveira come on as a super sub, but I know that's not going to be realistic. Mueller, of course, is the other main guy that is going to be a very impactful player because we see what he can do when he comes off the bench and Long is going to be another one I feel you should watch for because he is back.
I think so. I think he'll get some minutes in this game no matter the scoreline. I think he's going to come in at some point in this game. So there it is. Real interesting. I again, as much as we want to shuffle, I do feel it's going to be very, very predictable, but there it is. What do you need to see, Bam, from the team in this game to get things turned around? What has to be different?
For me, what has to be different is just go back to taking his shot. Yes, we want to pass the ball into the 18-yard line, inside the 6-yard box, and shoot from there. But if the players are holding off from you and you're 19, 20 yards out, take a shot. Worst case scenario is a goal kick. You might get that corner, then you get the header in the corner from set piece, but have a shot from outside the 18. You never know what's going to happen, especially with the wind, ball movement, all that kind of stuff. Hey, if we take a shot from outside the 18 and we get a corner, that's a good result. That's more pressure on the goals.
Right, anything goes once you put the ball in the air.
Exactly. Yeah. And I find it that we're getting too cute around the 18-yard box. We're going to try and pass it into the back of the net. Yes, that can right. work, but when the defenders are all over you, what can you do? Just take that shot, get a deflection, get a corner, just pepper the goals. Try and make sure that they are on target at least 2 out of 3 times and just pepper the goals.
Also, the shot doesn't have to be perfect. There's sometimes moments where you want to hit one far post simply to get a rebound for one of your other attackers to get in on that. I haven't seen a lot of that this year from the team where you're looking for the rebounds. You're looking for the crash on the net. You're looking for that kind of stuff. Making it messy, putting it in just messy situations. It doesn't have to be pretty, right? You just got to get it across the line. And sometimes just putting one in there is going to be enough.
So I'm going to get on the end of it. And you might get that messy goal that comes off a defender and the defender puts it in the back of the net. They're trying to clear it wrong. It's a goal to us, so I'll take that any day of the week.
That's what San Jose did to us last week, right? They saw that we were tactically off, right? They saw an opening in front of the goal and a dead ball, and so they put it in an uncomfortable position, and look what they got for it. So time to get pragmatic, people. It's that moment. We got to get there. So, Tony, for you, what's your biggest takeaway from this game? What has to change? What's the biggest glaring thing that we need to address?
The consistency.
I know there's a lot.
Consistency is one. Bouanga getting his flow back. Oliveira putting in the back of the net, seeing the Bouanga that we saw in the second half for sure. But in the first half, and playing to our level, not playing to the level of the team we are playing.
Which in a way is kind of what we're purposely doing this year. Mm-hmm. With the counterattack transition setup. It's exactly what you're doing, is playing to their level and trying to take advantage of it. Right? Lull them into the advantage, and then you get them on transition. I'm going to say, for me, the big one is dead ball situations, and especially the corner kicks. Like, we need a game where we don't give one up on a corner here. We got to figure this out. You got to be smarter about it. And Lloris, if he's in the net, he's got to wake the hell up. Like, honestly, there needs to be something better from him. Some more aggression, some more leadership. I think the boys are begging for it at this point. We need a loud mouth. Time to be that guy. Now, I don't know if he's capable of that, but we need it. We definitely need it at this point. He's worn an armband for years. Like, you know he can. Mm-hmm. We're just not getting it from him right now. So let's hope this is the game. Let's hope we get out of this funk and get it right. There's my take. All right, a couple more comments I see on here. I'm going to throw it to you guys, and let's see what we have to say here. Oh, Burke, he knows what it is. Tony going after all the Gundam swag. Oh, yeah, he is. I saw the image. It's there, man. It's there. Marvin's got about three comments here, so here we go. He goes, I think it'll be the same lineup, minus the center back possibilities, right? He also says, as always, Long and Chenoa center back. So he's going right for Long, getting back into the mix instead of Murillo. So Murillo is available. He did come in right in the last game. So he's going for the Long and Chenoa. I think Chenoa's a lock. I do. I really do. I think he's taking it over. It's just who's with him. Dave is on here too. He says he wants Bogus in midfield. I think we can get consensus from all of us in this moment. I think we want Bogus in midfield. I think the supporters want him. I think the fans, for the most part, want him. It's all nice and dandy that he's done what he's done up top, but we look so much better when he's got more distance to attack from. We just do. There's more to it. We're lacking something, and he provides it when he's farther back. So I'm with you, Dave. I want to see it too. I don't predict it to happen, but I definitely want to see it. Good stuff, guys. Excellent comments tonight, as always. Well done, boys. All right. So you've got your preview. You're ready to head to the stadium and do your thing. Have a good time there for sure. Of course, this is that moment, right, that we close things out. We call it a day and get our final comments. Thankfully, we've got Bam with us for this moment, as long as connections permit. So, Bam, I'm going to go to you first, as long as I know things are working. What are your final thoughts on the day, sir?
Final thoughts on the day is work hard, play hard, but don't play too hard. You know, it's a big weekend. Yes, we're back tailgating, all that kind of stuff. You know, save your voices during the pregame drink so you can sing loud and proud during the whole 90 minutes. Remember, the players feed on us. They feed on our energy, so give that energy in the crowd at all times, like we always do, and you'll see a whole lift. Again, mental health, major thing that I always push, and I will always push it. You know, it's okay to not be okay. Reach out to your friends. Send them a message. Reach out to old mates you haven't spoken to in a while. Bring them to the game. Bring them to the tailgate. Bring them to play some arcades after the game. You know, just have some fun. Conversations can change a life and can save a life.
Agreed, sir. Well said. Well said. Tony, I'm going to pass this one over to you, sir. What are your final thoughts for the day?
Final thoughts is be safe out there. Have fun. Again, have fun at the new bar And hopefully I don't, no one spends overspends, or I don't overspend, I guess is the better situation. Hopefully we get these 3 points, move on, and, you know, have a happy Mother's Day afterwards, you know, treat your mom. They are why you are here. And, you know, sometimes some of us have our mothers still here with us. Some of us don't, but cherish them. They are everything in the world. So, you know, have fun with that on the day. So, that's my final word.
It's a fine thing to close out with, sir. So brings it to me. First and foremost, I am thankful for all that you do, all that you guys do to support us, for my crew, always coming in and clutch, saving it every week for it. We love doing this for you guys. That's for certain. And we'll keep doing it. To Araceli, who comes on late at night and gets us prepped for the LAFC2 details as she's traveling all over the place, in this case, coming back from Omaha after an Open Cup game over there. Thank you. Thank you. To the supporters from day one, thank you. And to the defenders of the bank, thank you guys for being you. 300 episodes of doing it your way. That's absolutely brilliant. We knew how hard it was to get for the 300 as well. We're in a rare company with you guys now, which is beautiful. keep it up. Keep it up. We love to see it. Now getting on to CBS, I like it. It's good, man. We're happy for y'all. And definitely toast to you when we get to the tailgate. That's for certain. That's for certain as well. So on that note, have an amazing Mother's Day weekend. If we see you at the stadium, don't hesitate to say hi. But definitely go hug your mom if you can. Nope. Final word. Bam.
Stay golden.
Tony.
Stay golden, Los Angeles.
And from me to all of you, stay golden, Los Angeles.
For listening to the Heart of LAFC. Make sure to leave us a rating and review on iTunes or Stitcher. Shoulder to shoulder, the black and gold is taking over.